This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The Election Commission has ordered for repolling in 15 polling stations of West Bengal today. Repolling will be held at 11 polling stations of Magrahat Pashchim Assembly constituency and 4 polling stations of Diamond Harbour Assembly constituency in the state. Voting in these polling stations was held on Wednesday in the second phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. A special bench of Supreme Court has been constituted to urgently hear the Trinamool Congress's appeal against a Calcutta High Court order restricting counting centre staff to central government employees only. The Supreme Court bench, comprising Justice P.S. Narasimha and Justice Jayamala Bagchi, will hear the matter today at 10:30 a.m. With vote counting scheduled for next Monday, the Trinamool Congress had sought an urgent hearing. However, yesterday the Calcutta High Court dismissed the party's petition, observing that the court cannot interfere in the Election Commission's decisions. In response, the party rushed to the Supreme Court. Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the Sacred Holy Relics Exposition of Tathagat Buddha at Jivatsal Inlay yesterday. On this occasion, Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh, V.K. Saxena, and the Union Home Secretary, along with many dignitaries, were present. The sacred exposition of the holy relics of Tathagat Buddha is being organized in Ladakh from yesterday till 14th of this month. External Affairs Ministry organized a BIMSTEC exchange program for young leaders in association with Art of Living in Bangalore, Karnataka and in Bhubaneswar, Odisha from 25th to 30th of last month. Over 70 young leaders from all walks of life from 7 BIMSTEC member countries participated in the week-long program. External Affairs Ministry said the program was organized to implement the announcement by Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the 6th BIMSTEC Summit in Bangkok last year to promote youth exchanges across the Bay of Bengal region. In Telangana, 6 people were killed in a road accident on the outer ring road near Shamshabad in Rangareddy district yesterday. Several others were critically injured. Police said a speeding car rammed into a stationary lorry. Rescue teams rushed to the spot and shifted the victims, including children, to a nearby hospital. In a separate incident on the Mumbai-Ahmedabad highway in Maharashtra's Palghar district, a 50-year-old woman was killed and 15 members of her family were injured after a trailer truck rammed into their minibus last evening. Jharkhand Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar, Chief Minister Hemant Soren and Union Minister of State for Defence Sanjay Seth inaugurated the three-day Sansad Sanskriti Mahotsav Kum Swadeshi Mela 2026 at Audrey House in Ranchi, marking the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram. The Governor highlighted Jharkhand's tribal culture, folk traditions and handicrafts as invaluable heritage. Chief Minister Hemant Soren said the Swadeshi Fair provides a strong platform to local artisans and cultural heritage. Union Minister Sanjay Seth said around 10,000 students from 53 schools are participating in the three-day event with efforts made to provide market access to local producers through stalls. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Rajasthan Royals by 7 wickets at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur. Batting first, Rajasthan Royals posted 225 for 6 in 20 overs with skipper Rehan Parakh scoring 90. Michelle Stark took 3 wickets for Delhi. In reply, Delhi Capitals overhauled the target in 19.1 overs, riding on KL Rahul 75 of 40 balls and Pathum Nisankas 62 of 33. Rahul was named player of the match. And a 21-member Indian squad will compete in 5 events at the World Athletics Relays 2026, which began today in Gaborone, Botswana. And India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. Heavy rainfall will prevail over Arunachal Pradesh, Kerala, Mahe, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. The Met Department also predicted thunderstorms and lightning over Bihar, Odisha, Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, coastal Karnataka, East Rajasthan, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and West Bengal today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.